Good morning, ATL. This is a second date update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. If you happen to get a second date, we'll hook you up with $100. Who do we have on the line this morning?
What's going on? It's Jay.
Jay? What's up? Good morning, Jay. How can we help you, bro?
Man, I'm calling because looking for my girl Monica, man. We ain't talked in a minute. You know, we stopped having sex. I'm trying to figure out if she got a man, she got a woman, she got what's going on?
Wow.
Ooh. Nah, just stop. Just cold turkey out the blue?
Yeah.
How long were y'all dating?
Maybe about 6 months. We was getting it in, and then it just stopped. And I asked her, she kind of shy away from it. So I'm trying to figure something out. I need some help.
So you can't? You think you're getting lost in the sauce?
Man, the sauce ain't around me. I'm trying to figure out where the sauce at. Something going on.
All right, so let me ask you this. The last time you and Monica was together, what took place?
I mean, the last time we was together, you know, we was getting all hot and bothered, you know, kissing, touching. And then when it was time to get it in, she's sleepy. And then it happened all the time. And I'm trying to figure it out. I asked her about it. She don't want to speak on it. So I think she got somebody else.
All right. So this is what we're going to do, bro. We're going to try our best to help you. We're going to get her on the phone. You don't say nothing. We're going to try to get to the bottom of it. And then we'll cue you in. All right.
All right.
No, she done went cold turkey. A lot of times, I'm going to tell you what it is. A lot of times, he said, we stopped having sex. He didn't say we stopped going out. We stopped having sex. A lot of times, men get caught off bitching. You think that he was going to be able to keep it with just sex. And she probably tired of it and found somebody who it ain't even about sex.
Right.
And she's actually being given what she needs.
Well, and maybe she's still talking to him. She just maybe abstinent. Maybe she want more.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. May I speak with Monica, please?
Who is this?
Hey, baby, this is the Streets Morning Takeover. Young Josh, shout out Shamil Moore in for Mo Quick.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning, y'all. Why y'all calling me?
Well, we got a segment on our show called Second Date Update, Monica. And you're actually the perfect candidate for it because the gentleman that called us said that you guys have been seeing each other and you kind of just went cold turkey on him, so you stopped putting out.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Are you familiar with?
Jay?
Yeah, I know Jay.
So give us the insight. Give us the spiel.
What happened with you and Jay?
Yes.
Man, it's personal. I don't know if I really should be giving out my business like this.
I mean, we ain't going to tell nobody.
On the radio, though. Oh.
Yeah, we'll be on the radio, but be comfortable because, you know, I learned from doing these second date updates. Sometimes it's other women out there that experience the same thing, so this could be a testament. So what's going on with you?
I don't know, girl. It's real personal. Like, I don't know if I'm really comfortable with it. To be honest, like, it's personal, it's deep.
Yeah, but what you think is, like, super, super deep might not even be all that. You know, like, it really could just help revive y'all's relationship or because you seem like you like him, right? Y'all dated 6 months.
No, yeah, he cool. But this personal, you know?
If you don't mind me asking, Monica, what's personal? Like,
it's more with me while I'm dealing with the side effects of what's going on. Okay.
Are you pregnant?
No, I'm not pregnant.
I mean, do you have like an STD or something? I mean, cause,
no, it's not a, no.
Because what's okay, shameful? What's so shameful that you can't say it?
Man, okay. So like every time we do it, I get a yeast infection.
Oh, girl. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I get it. I'm
not going to blow it off and say, that's nothing because I'm a man and I never had
right, one. Right, right, right.
It don't seem to be that bad. I mean, it's commercials that come on TV that say you can get rid of them in a few days.
They got
right?
about 7 months that. Different kinds.
Yeah, so
but it's like every time, and I don't know.
Wow. So basically, you're saying maybe her pH balance don't agree with his.
Like are y'all using protection, or if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I mean, we started off using protection, but then after a while, we stopped. And that's when I noticed I was getting these yeast infections and stuff.
Well, I know men can carry it and give it back and forth, but it sounds more like her issue is like she might be allergic to the same thing.
Yeah.
Have you gone to the doctor?
I didn't even know that could be possible.
You know, what could be possible?
I could be allergic and stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Yeah, that's very possible.
There's a lot of things that you got to understand. The acidity in his skin, you know. Monica, I'm going to just go ahead and put it out there. Jay is actually on the phone.
Dirty Jay.
What's going on?
It might not be you. Shawty. Don't call this man. Jay, you heard what she said. What's going on? And I hope it's not a thing where you spreading stuff from woman to woman. I hope it's more so a cleanliness thing or I don't know, or maybe you're just allergic. What's going on, Jay?
I don't know. I mean, I ain't know that. I mean, she would explain it to me. We could have talked about it, but it's a bacteria infection. I mean, I'm clean. It's just maybe we just don't match up. Monica, what, you could have talked to me about that. We could have got some alkaline water, some something. We could have went honestly, to the doctor like, together.
I didn't want to say nothing because it's embarrassing. Mm. Like, how am I going to come to you and be like, you know, every time we do it, I get a yeast infection or my pH is all unbalanced and stuff. I feel like I don't want you to judge me, but that's why I've been so distant.
Mm. There ain't really no judgment. I mean, that's a yeast infection. Now, if it was something else, that's different. We could have gone and got that handled, you know, at the doctor together.
So that's all it is, Monica, is the fact that you got kind of distant because you were feeling a little insecure about your womanly issues. Okay, well, I'm pretty sure he already said that he's willing to go to the doctor with you. Can you see fit that y'all go, you know, take a trip to the doctor and y'all just kind of, you know, figure out what the problem is? Because it seemed like, you know,
it could be fixed with a pill.
It could be fixed. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we could work on it together, but it was just a little embarrassing. That's what I'm saying.
All right. So listen, it sounds to me like she's definitely willing to give you a second chance. It definitely sounds like she's willing to crank up this second date with you, Jay. Monica, on behalf of 1-800-INJURED-THE-BETHUNE-LAW-FIRM, man, we're going to hook y'all up with $100, man. Take a few of them dollars, man. Matter of fact, take the $100, go to the clinic.
Yep,
how about that?
Be a second date.
Or just buy some rubbers and be done with it.
Oh, no. They
ain't married yet.
Yeah, it's kind of hard once you done took that thing off. Man, anytime y'all come to talk about it.
For real. We just going to go get the pill.
Hey, y'all call us up 44352. 0945. Keep what you got to be number one in the streets. It's Streets 94.5.